This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tin-foiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And that's all it takes, ladies and gentlemen. Of all the multitudes out there listening right now, you could be that one exceptional American who takes it upon themselves to say, look, enough is enough. We're going to go a different direction in this country. We are going to go in an exceptional manner, like real Americans do. Welcome to the show, and a little pep talk before we get started here, because there's so many things that we have to get on board with. The challenges ahead of us from these totalitarians, it's just mind-boggling, overwhelming, and they're not stopping. They're pressing. It's the Saul Alinsky idea. Keep on pressing. Keep on pressing. Keep on pressing. Does it feel like that? Well, it's Saul Alinsky. You just got to read the book, Rules for Radicals. It's all right there. President Barack Hussein Obama was a follower. Hillary Rodham Clinton wrote her master's thesis about him and worked with him intimately. Hillary Rodham Clinton did. So is there any surprise, that you have all these different Alinsky accolades out there following Saul Alinsky who are pressing against capitalism, against, well, America, against the Constitution? Of course, the Constitution is something that is antithetical to the communist and certainly to the totalitarian mindset, the Nazis, and even religions. Oh, yeah. Even religions. Think about that one. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit here. In the second hour, we're also going to be talking about, more Orville Dam stuff, because there's more stuff. We're starting to shake it loose a little bit. We're getting some citizen journalists out there, getting us some information. And by the way, a big shout out to everybody who's been hitting on our website and also out there, checking in with what is going on with our citizen journalist reporters. We got a lot of Facebook activity, a lot of emails coming in. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. And you'd be surprised the information that we're getting off the emails that are putting us really in the limelight of being able to report to you what is going on in Oroville. It is such a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. It's a national if not international, possible event. Because you see, the thing that's the most important out of all this is saving lives. Of course, there could be as many as 2.5 million people in peril if this dam suddenly breaks and breaches. It's an earthen-filled dam. It's a massive structure, and it has to hold back a massive amount of water. It's the second largest earthen-filled dam in the world. At one time, it was the biggest. But now, with all the rain, it's in danger. And I'll tell you, it will wipe out hundreds of square miles of California. And one of the things that's going to wipe out, and of course, endanger 2.5 million people. This could have been resolved and could have been fixed a long time ago, several years ago, had Jerry Brown decided not to squander away money designed for infrastructure projects and dams and so on, and not squander that away and use it for social programs for illegal immigrants, which is really what he's done. Because it's a big bill to, you know, house, shelter, and feed all those illegals. But, you know, if you've got, you know, the Jesuits of America on your side, Catholic charities and other religious charities that you can pay billions of dollars to do that, well, there goes your infrastructure money. That's the way it works with Jerry Brown. He'd rather pay for people than pay for people, protect people. And by the way, protect fish over people. Go figure. That's just all part of the environmentalist shtick, if you will, to try and destroy our governance system. It's all wrapped up in one package, and Jerry Brown is that package. Nice little bow on top of Jerry Brown's head. Yeah, when you're more concerned about the safety of salmon downstream than you are human beings, you know your government is not working for you, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what we have here in California. Now, I want to say California is the prototype for the rest of the nation. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. But what goes in California, how it goes, is the way the rest of the nation is going to go, right? That's the way they view it. That's the way a lot of people view it. We don't recommend that mindset for all the other 49 states out there. Be autonomous. Do your own thing. Do your own shtick. Thank you very much. But certainly don't take examples from what's going on in California right now. Absolutely not. Do not do that. Anyway, we're going to be talking more about that also in the next hour. But I want to bring you up to date on a couple of things. First of all, I believe, and this ought to be a big deal, something that impacted me last year, at CPAC. I was at CPAC in Washington, D.C. last year with Chris Street, and we were doing our radio shows on Radio Row. It was kind of interesting. It was very, very interesting and very, very, how should I say, educational. Because I got to see people, this is before the election, of course, and the lineup, of course, you had the right in the middle of the primary season last year with Donald Trump and so on. Donald Trump did not go to CPAC. They did not go to CPAC, which is interesting. And he was the main candidate, main player. Of course, everybody wanted to see Donald Trump, you know, in the debates and so on. And there was going to be a debate the night of CPAC, the one night to CPAC, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But I want to say to you that CPAC, in my opinion, is not as conservative as a lot of people might think. I think CPAC is controlled by the one world globalist people and myself. So they're not really as conservative as people might think. And in fact, it was pretty self-evident to me that you have a lot of the younger Fox News contributors that were putting out so much hatred and vitriol towards Donald Trump as a candidate, that Donald Trump, who was going to make an appearance on Saturday, in fact, I changed my flight schedule because I wanted to see the appearance by Donald Trump. But the night before, it was pretty evident that before the debate, that was going to happen that night, there were a number of speeches by a number of the Fox News contributors. Katie Pavlich was one of them. And the hatred and vitriol was just dripping off of them towards Donald Trump. Hatred, just abject hatred. So you had a room filled with about 10,000 people, and they were going to watch the debate on the big screens and all that stuff. So they had they trotted out these Fox News people, and they trotted out Sean Hannity, by the way. I'll tell you about him in a second. And they're just hatred and vitriol just resonated so well with the people that were haters. Now, the Donald Trump supporters, guess what, got up and walked out. So about most of the building emptied. Now, of course, I'm just reporting all this and seeing all this absolute in an appalling fashion. Sean Hannity gets up, actually before the haters got up, And before Packed House, just did a brilliant job of talking about supporting the candidate no matter who it is. Absolutely stand and deliver performance by Sean Hannity. I just have so much more respect for him. Caught one of his footballs, by the way, that he throws the crowd. Okay, but having said that, Donald Trump senses the hatred and the vitriol, at least the campaign does, and decides, well, we're going to blow off CPAC. We're not going to go. So he doesn't go. Well, it's kind of interesting. There's a picture of me. I'll have to put it up on the website. A picture of me sitting in the Donald Trump for President booth at CPAC. And it was empty. They had the sign, big banner, but no Donald Trump. In fact, the booth was right next to the Red State Talk radio booth. And that's why, you know, we were sitting right there going, wow, that's pretty cool. So I took a seat there. And before we knew that Donald Trump wasn't going to appear, it was a Saturday morning. And we're expecting Donald Trump's people to appear. They never appeared. But everybody thought I was the Donald Trump representative sitting at the table. I thought, no, I'm not me. I wasn't. But anyway, I've got a picture. We're going to put that up there. My point is, apparently Donald Trump's going to go to CPAC this year. As president. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together in your face? I'm not too sure he's going to be well received. Now, I'm going to give you more on that, but I'm just kind of giving you some background about how the so-called conservatives that are really in the tank for the Republicans, the establishment, are really still the establishment Republicans, not the conservatives at CPAC. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember that Donald Trump is facing an uphill battle with the forces against him. And I, you know, see, to me, when you have opposing forces, I like to say, okay, if you have multiple opposing forces, what is the central core ideology that holds them together to be so opposed to you? I mean, really, that's what you do. And you have to cipher through, especially with the globalists out there, because they come at you from all different directions. They don't come at you just from one central front. You know, back in the old days, before people really discovered guerrilla warfare and elliptical warfare, asymmetric warfare, it's called, you just had standing armies, red coats versus blue coats, you know, kind of like Republicans versus Democrats. But now it's all diffused. I mean, on the Republican side, conservative side, you got the Tea Party, and you don't know where they're coming from. There's no central command authority with them. And, of course, now with the left, the delusional left, it's from all over the place. And, of course, you've got religions involved. You've got ideologies such as Nazism, such as socialism, such as communism. And you've got these various ideologies that all seem to have central themes and cores. One is control over the population, and the other one is no constitution, no borders, only one world. And see, this is the one world order business that all comes by way of the document known as the United Nations Agenda 21, the plan for the 21st century for all human beings. Isn't it nice that these people at the United Nations thought up a plan for you? I mean, think about that. A plan for you that you had no input into. And, of course, all good dictators showed up to put that plan together, including churches. They all got together and they came up with a plan on best how to create the one world order. And, again, we're talking about the Rothschilds, all the world elites with all the money and so on, all coming together to figure out how can we take out this United States of America and do away with its constitution and control its people? How can we do that? And, of course, exploit the riches and the resources of this great nation. Border to border. So they came up with the United Nations Agenda 21, which, you know, again, Marxism and socialism, national socialism, has always been at odds with the United States of America and the Constitution. That's just sort of the way it is. Now, some of the forces within, we're starting to see now the Catholic Church rise up under the auspices of the Pope. And, of course, it's always been back there with the Jesuits and so on. We've known that. And working closely with Islamic leaders. This has all been part of the forces that have been working against the United States. And I know some people in the Catholic world can say, oh, I can't believe he's saying, you know, he's a blasphemer. No, not really. I don't think so. I think most Catholics in the United States and around the world get the fact that you have a rogue pope. A Jesuit pope, I might add. And you got to know the history of the Jesuits with the Catholics and so on. Why they were supposed to be never a Jesuit pope. Hello? Some Catholics are saying this is the last pope ever for the Catholic Church. This is the disintegration of the Catholic. I mean, there's stories going on all the time. A great religion such as Roman Catholicism. And by the way, my family's members throughout the United States are Catholics. And, you know, my mother was a Catholic. My father was not. So there was a rub. But, you know, I understand Catholicism. I get it. I totally get it. And believers, I believe you, and I'm a believer with you. We walk hand in hand. But your leadership has run afoul, and I think you know that. And I think most Americans in the United States know that. But anyway, I'm getting to a bigger point, is that now we're starting to see activism within the Catholic Church that is rivaling what you might really kind of understand to be totalitarianism. And what it is a San Diego bishop calls, this is the lead in Breitbart, we have it up on Agenda 21 Radio, San Diego bishop calls on Catholics to, quote, protest Trump. Quote, we must be all become disruptors, is a quote from him. It says, in an appointed speech this weekend, the bishop of San Diego attacked U.S. President Donald Trump, telling his audience of social justice warriors that they must disrupt Trump's effort to fulfill his campaign promises. Okay. In a 20-minute address to the U.S. regional meeting of the World Meeting of Popular Movements, Bishop Robert McElroy said that President Trump was the candidate of disruption. He was the disruptor. Well, now, we must all become disruptors, he said, acknowledging that the United States is living a pivotal moment as a people and as a nation, unquote, in which, quote, bitter divisions cleave our country and pollute our actual dialogue, unquote. The bishop urged his hearers, I guess it's hearers, I mean, this guy was a PhD, Thomas Williams wrote this and he's got a PhD, to resist the temptation to unite under the president and rather to oppose him at every turn. We must disrupt those who would seek to send troops into our streets to deport the undocumented, to rip mothers and fathers from their families, McElroy said. We must disrupt those who portray refugees as enemies rather than our brothers and sisters in terrible need. We must disrupt those who train us to see Muslim and men and women and children as sources of fear rather than as children of God. And, of course, just last week it was the Pope who was saying that there's, you know, no terrorism in Islam. So many words. That was the Pope. And so you're wondering, you know, are my eyes deceiving me about these people being burned alive by Islamists in cages or drowned in cages or beheaded and shot in mass murders? ISIS, anyone? Almost every terror, every place where there's war in this nation, in this world today, it's caused by Islam. So, yeah, I mean, this is me stepping out of line of the article. So, it just doesn't jibe now, does it? Does it really? This is what his quote says. We must disrupt those who train us to see Muslims in men and women and children as sources of fear rather than as children of God. I see them as children of God, but, you know, I fear their ideology, Mr. McElroy. I really do. And we all should. See, why is he saying this? Why should we accept Islam in its radical terms? Why is he doing that? Quote, we must disrupt those who seek to rob our medical care, especially from the poor. We must disrupt those who would take even food stamps and nutrition assistance from the mouths of children, he said. In the crowd of nearly 700 community organizers and social justice protagonists, they interrupted the bishop's address nearly two dozen times with cheers and applause. Further along in his speech, the bishop seemed to suggest that alternative media such as Breitbart are guilty of poisoning public discourse with a different version of key news stories, which he labeled as dishonest. There you go. See, I look at the speech as a totalitarian speech, telling us how we should be thinking, number one, because you stupid people out there, you just don't get it. We Americans, we're just dumb. We don't get it. So he's going to straighten this bishop is going to straighten it out for us, coming from the Catholic Church, of course. Now we come to a time when alternate facts compete with real facts, and whole industries have arisen to shape public opinion in destructively isolated and dishonest patterns. Really? What about the mainstream media over the last 50 years, Mr. McElroy? What about Ben Rhodes and David Rhodes? Oh, do we mention him? Those two people? I'm sorry, Mr. McElroy, do we mention them? Hello? Dishonest media? CBS, anybody? NBC, ABC? They've been dishonest for years with us, Mr. McElroy. It's only the alternative media now that you say is a whole new industry that have arisen to shape public opinion. Well, let the truth set you free, my man. Who is this guy? See, this is why I say this is a totalitarian comment that's being made by this bishop. Where is the Catholic Church going in all this? Where are they going? Are they turning un-American? And with Mr. McElroy, it seems to me that they're turning against the Constitution. And it also seems like he wants to tell you how to think. I prefer my tinfoil hat. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio and the Constitution.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With all present and the Agenda 21 show.
You know, I was going to move on past this Bishop McElroy's comments that he was making. He's clearly an Obama accolade and clearly a Saul Alinsky follower. There's no question about this. This is the sad thing. You have these bishops and other people that are just destroying a great religion of Catholicism. With their open, their sinful attitude towards the United States of America and American exceptionalism and the Constitution. That's really what they're doing. And a lot of this comes along with liberation theology, which is really something that came out of South and Central American Catholic churches. And, you know, it's a whole different animal down in South and Central America. Of course, the Pope is from Argentina. He's a Jesuit out of Argentina. And the Christian Democratic Party is the main political party, which is directly linked to the Catholic Church. It's a very radical communist type of organization. and long linked with liberation theology and liberation, which is really what we're hearing right here. Now, it's kind of interesting. McElroy, in his comments, also shows some of his biases with the economy, and this author of this Breitbart article is really doing a great job in this discussion. Thomas D. Williams, PhD. I've never heard of him. Breitbart obviously just picked him up. But he's got a great perspective on how this bishop is looking at it. And again, I'm bringing this up because this is a big concern, because you're starting to see the mechanisms behind a lot of the control about what's going on in this country today and who's doing it. Where's it coming from? I mean, it's not just the one world order, folks, but they've got to have soldiers in the field that help manipulate. We've been long bashing on George Soros because we know that he's out there. But what about the unseen that are out there? And what about the Catholic Church? Well, what about it? You know, right now, one of the big concerns that we brought forward in the last year, last budget year, and we've been bringing it forward, is this whole notion of human trafficking. We call it trafficking in human flesh and slavery. Those are articles that we brought out over 2 years ago, actually. And one of the things that was a concern to us is the Obama programs by which he was bringing in illegal aliens from Mexico and Central and South America, flooding into this country 2 years ago. It's been happening all along since this president, but also from the Middle East. And where were they going, and who was paying for it? Well, he was paying for it. He had three different programs that he put in, the New Americans programs, the Welcoming Communities programs, and the Immigrant program, three programs that required funding. And the pivotal thing was, is he got his funding after the 2014 election. Did you notice that? Which really irritated a lot of people, that it seemed like we as conservatives, we put Mitch McConnell back in. We got Paul Ryan. We got all those other guys. And then they turned against the conservatives, as they usually do. And they just rubber stamped funding for all these programs that got into the hands of charities. And this is how it works. And this is the thing we've been pounding on the table for 2 years with this. This is nothing new. But maybe now, in light of what's going on in California and other states, and with Donald Trump, you might be able to see it in a little bit clearer fashion. You have these people, these relief organizations in the United States that are getting the money from the federal government. That's what Paul Ryan guaranteed, was that the federal government would, in fact, be able to fund these programs, and of course, to the billions of dollars. Now, where does this money go? It goes to, well, Catholic charities. It goes to the Jesuit charities. It goes to the Baptist charities, Lutheran charities. All these different church organizations have their own charitable groups, and they're getting billions of dollars to feed and shelter and clothe illegal immigrants that are coming across the board, oftentimes children. They get billions of dollars for this. It's a money hustle. And it's really what it is. It's a form of slavery. Think about it. Especially with the children. You have unattended children coming across the border without their adults. Where are they going to go? Well, they're going to find their ways into these charitable organizations, maybe. A lot of them get trafficked. I mean, these cartels bring them across the border, and, you know, there's a lot of money on the heads of these kids. And, of course, a lot of these kids are gangster kids. You have a lot of I've explained this ad nauseum over time over the last several years, and why this is so evil. And now you have this guy hammering on Donald Trump because he wants to put a stop to it. Well, heck yes, he wants to put a stop to it. But now you have this man speaking for the entire Catholic Church, I don't think so, condemning Donald Trump. Now, this is another part of liberation theology. This is another part of the Christian Democratic Party that has creeped into his presentation. And this is what this author in this article, this Thomas PhD guy, says, which is interesting. It says, McElroy said that the fundamental political question of our age was whether American economic structures will receive greater freedom and or be directed in a way to, quote, safeguard the dignity of the human person and the common good of our nation. Here we go to the common good. The greater good, really, is another word, which is a socialist term. This is all a socialist statement there. So he's challenging the free market enterprise. By the way, how's that been working out for this country lately? And by the way, in a Jesuit-run Catholic state of California, how's that economic system working here? It's decimated the economy. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Hello? Catholic rule in California by governors, it goes back to Gray Davis. You had Arnold Schwarzenegger, now Jerry Brown. 16 years of Jesuit rule by Jerry Brown alone in two terms. You had Jerry Brown, or you had Arnold Schwarzenegger before that, Catholic. You have Gray Davis, Catholic. How's that working out for our economy here in California? And, of course, we all know what Arnold Schwarzenegger did for us, AB 32 with the California Air Resources Board initiatives and all that stuff. Decimated the economy here. And Jerry Brown decimating the economy as usual. And look what he's doing to dams. He wants to destroy and take down dams. And diverting money to social programs as opposed to putting it into infrastructure. Billions of dollars laid waste because he took charge of it to use it for social programs, social justice warriors. So this is the problem. It says, if by capitalism is meant an economic system which recognizes the fundamental and positive role of business, the market, private property, and the resulting responsibility for the means of production, as well as a free human creativity in the economic sector, says in his groundbreaking encyclical letter on economic life, Sentis Annuus, St. John Paul offered a radically different view of the relationship between economic freedom and human dignity. He wrote that one of the key factors behind the fall of the Soviet Union was the inefficiency of the economic system, which was a consequence of the violation of human rights to private initiative, to ownership of property, and to freedom in the economic sector. You can't argue against that. Asking whether the free market system ought to be proposed to countries trying to rebuild their economy and society, John Paul famously answered, if by capitalism is meant economic system, which recognizes the fundamentals and positive roles of business, the market, private property, and the resulting responsibility for the means of production, as well as free creativity in the economic sector, then the answer is certainly in the affirmative. And this is what the author goes on to say. Bishop McElroy sees things differently. Let all the world know that this economy kills, the bishop said amidst cheers, urging his hearers to agitate for an increase in the minimum wage to at least $15. Curiously, it was researchers from the University of California, San Diego, who found in 2014 that low-skilled workers were the most adversely affected by the minimum wage increases, despite the fact that this was the group that such legislation sought to help. There was over 1.4 million jobs lost by that. See, McElroy doesn't. You see, he's preaching liberation theology. He's preaching communism. The destruction of the economic system as we know it, he does not want. Says, let all the world know that this economy, the economy that John Paul said was so positive in destroying the Soviet Union because it was inefficient in its economic system, in the violation of human rights to private initiative, to ownership. That was Pope John Paul. Where is this guy? Well, he's a communist. And, you know, by the way, the Pope is a communist. Did you know that? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also you can email me, paul@821r.com. Big, deep breath going on there. Yeah, so, yeah, it's interesting what's going on now that we've progressed past President Barack Hussein Obama. Who's picking up the ball and running with it? Who are the socialists, the communists out there, the One World Order folks that are picking up the charge? And now we have the Catholic Church just kind of outing itself. And I would hope that the Catholic Church might want to fall back on the teachings of Pope John Paul, who understood what was going on in the world and helped to bring down the collapse of communism in Russia. And most of that was driven by, well, the lack of a capitalistic economy. You know, they had a centralized economy, which is basically what this last president was trying to bring us to. It's certainly what the Catholic Church in South and Central America wants, and the Pope happens to be a member of that. And by the way, for those of you that are shocked that a radio person would say that the Pope is a communist, that's just a known fact in the papal world. You know, Argentina. In fact, he went to Bolivia on one of his tours when he came after being named the Pope. He made a visit to Central and South America and also to Mexico. You may remember that. And he spoke at the border in Laredo or something like that and was going to come across the border, and people stopped. I mean, there's a whole big mess going on with that. We had Ted Hayes that was involved with that, one of the guys that contributes to our radio show a lot. And anyway, so that didn't happen. But along the way, he stopped in Bolivia. And in Bolivia, they gave the Pope, are you ready for this, a huge hammer and sickle, the symbol of Soviet-style communism, right? A huge hammer and sickle. And emblazoned on it was a crucifix. I mean, it doesn't get any more obvious than that. And people in America were scratching their head like, what's that about? Well, he's a well-known communist, the Pope, in Argentina. So now he's the Pope. Get the drift. I mean, so it's not, that I'm just making this up. No. Oh, yeah, he seems like a communist, so therefore, no. It's pretty well known that that's his devotee. Now, here's the deal. I understand the poor thing, but, let's make them rich and let's enrich in their lives by giving them jobs, things to do rather than handouts, which is apparently what this bishop is all about. Anyway, that's, by importing people into this country and taking advantage of them, putting a price on their head and paying for them by the government, which is what we did. That's one of the reasons Paul Ryan stuck so hard to being the Speaker of the House, because Paul Ryan, being a good Catholic himself, had to make sure that money flowed freely to those charitable organizations to help all the illegal immigrants. Get it? Illegal for a reason. I mean, this is the slavery issue of modern times. It's interesting, you know, we bring up the, and I wasn't going to go here with this. I was going to talk about the dam again. We're going to try and get Chris Street with us here because he's got another story that came out on Breitbart, and it was a story we're going to cover in the third hour. Anyway, so we're going to get back here. Anyway, slavery is a very interesting institution. It's been around forever. In Islam, slavery is okay. And, you know, slavery from time to time has, you know, my ancestors, Irish people and Scottish people came across and they were treated as indentured servants and slaves oftentimes, white slaves. We know that. There's that history is in my family trees. We understand that. At least I do in my family. A lot of people don't understand that. Think only blacks could have been slaves. But this is my point, is that we are the only country to try and eradicate slavery. Did you know that? Did you ever think about that? The United States of America in the world history is one of the few countries, if ever, to stand up and wholesale eradicate slavery. Now, the problem is, we are. That's how we're so unique. These people who talk about, you know, we have modern day slavery. Well, we do. It's not like it used to be, but it's a lot different form. But it's still here. Human sex trafficking is slavery. I don't care what you say. And this trafficking in human flesh and slavery collectively by immigrants coming across, that's slavery. People are being paid for the bodies of these people. That's what it's all about. It's a money hustle for the body, for that person, for a human being. You know, that's what's going on. That's modern day slavery. But we as the United States, and this is why I don't understand why people think we should have collective guilt about slavery and that we had a civil war over, by the way. And again, we had to work ourselves through the whole process of integration, segregation, integration, all that stuff, so that we can get to the content of one's character over skin color, which is what Martin Luther King was all about. And we did do that successfully as a country. I don't care what they say. This whole notion about white privilege, critical race theory, that institutions are basically racist. See, this is where you create the crisis by claiming that institutions are historically racist against a certain black, brown, yellow, or even white skin color. Not too much of the white, though, right? Because you have to have, if you're one of those other colors and you want to sort out by colors and you want to lift up those colors or certain genders, you exclude others to do that. And it happens to be white people and it happens to be males. Have you never noticed that? That's what the left always does. They polarize that way, and that's just not acceptable. That's not what this country's all about. That's not the, oh, I hate to hear this being said. That's not the melting pot, which this country is. That's why we're exceptional, because we are a melting pot. You know, I used to say to people about the diversity issues, if you are in a school, or if you are a leader in a school, or you're a leader out there, and you preach diversity, you want everybody separated by their race, by their ethnic group, and so on. You want to celebrate their diversity. Then don't be surprised that you get diversity. Don't be surprised that there are huge divisions that can be developed based upon race, based upon gender, based upon sex. Get it? Gender, same thing. Anything to divide people is the old strategy of conquer. Get it? Divide and conquer. Get that word? And that's what they're trying to do to a country that's always been known as a melting pot, where, yes, diversity is appreciated, but not celebrated to the point where we tear ourselves up and polarize and balkanize ourselves. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's kind of interesting. Chris Street's going to join us next hour because we're going to talk about the Oroville Dam in the last half hour of the hour. And one of the things that people understand about the dam is that upstream in the Feather River, there's other dams that hold water back before it gets down into the reservoir of Oroville. Well, all those dams are overflowing at their spillways. They all have spillways, by the way, that are similar to emergency spillways. They just spill over when they get to the top, and because they're in a small canyon, so they have to flow freely. That's going to create some big problems. I'm just telling you, that's water that's pent up in the back there. And of course, you know, yesterday we'll probably touch upon this in the next hour. Not My President rallies across the nation. Oh yeah, President's Day. I liked it when it was Lincoln and Washington's birthdays that we celebrated rather than so-called President's Day, because, you know, the term Lincoln and Washington could be brought about and people would hear the name Lincoln, and all they hear now is, well, President's Holidays. Well, what's that mean? We don't know who Lincoln and Washington are, and most people don't, most kids don't, especially now with the radicalized education system we have, especially in history. Thanks to UCLA and other major universities who wanted to, of course, Well, change history. Rewrite it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. My email is paul@a21r.com. Like I always say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.